appreciate y'all. Peace and blessings. God bless y'all. I'm Jarvis Kingston, and I hope y'all doing all right, staying strong and solid in these times that we're in. I pray that you have repented and that you are baptized. I pray that you are safe, protected, and prayed up. And I just hope that things get better for you day by day and that you had a previous good week. I hope that days get better for you in your personal life. I pray that you get stronger and wiser. And I just pray that you get closer to the Most High daily, okay? Now, today's message, this is going to be a news roundup, a news cycle for the past week. A lot going on daily, weekly, monthly. So, you know, it's a lot going on under this sun. And, you know, spiritual warfare is very active and things are always going on 24/7. So all the signs, wonders going on under the sun, moon, and stars, like in the last days that's been prophesied to us, we got to be watchful of all the events going on within our distance and also all across the country and also all across the world. So we have to be watchful people and see what's going on and be caring and more compassionate about things going on to other people and countries. You can't be too heavily minded, you know, earthly good. You can't be too righteous or wise. You know, we have to be able to be a bit grounded about things and be more understanding of why things are happening the way they are and just constantly adapt and adjust to it. Okay. So what I'm going to do is just run through these news cycle tabloids as I usually do with my news roundups and just read them from there and then close out with a prayer. All right. So here we go. Two aircrafts collide in a crash during an air show at a Dallas executive airport. Wow, breaking news. Okay. And we just went through the whole election process. And also Kanye West, he's doing more videos and speaking out more often as well. The oldest person living in the U.S. just turned 115 years old. Iranian who made Paris airport home for 18 years has passed away. Let's see, air pollution, uncovering the dirty secret behind BP's bumper profits. All right, a celebration in Kherson, but war is far from over with the Ukraine war. Elon Musk says Twitter bankruptcy is possible. All right, let's see. Meditation works as well as popular drug to reduce anxiety, a study finds. Let's see what we have here. There is a noose found in Obama's presidential center. All right, let's see what we have here. Most of these news headlines is mostly politics related, so I'm trying to find different tabloids that's not based around that. Let's see what we have here. FTX hit by rogue transactions. Analysts saw over $600 million outflows. A dying land. Farmers fight to save the skin of the earth. All right, let's see what we have here. Alec Baldwin filed a lawsuit over fatal rush shooting to clear his name. Brittany Griner is dealing with a Russian prison camp at the moment. United Airlines give pilots raise early after union rejects contract proposal. Let's see what we have here. Oh, yeah, Hurricane Nicole just hit as well as a tropical storm hurricane. It affected some places. Let's see what we have going on here. Satellites suggest oil and gas have only revealed 1/3 of their total carbon emissions. Doctors in training are on the brink of homelessness in Miami. We need housing help. Interesting. There's a lot going on. Housing and living conditions are very harsh for people out here. Housing market's very crazy at the moment. Let's see. U.S. blocks more than 1,000 shipments of solar energy equipment from China over slave labor. Scientists believe that COVID may have altered our personalities, especially young people. Around 200,000 people in Hong Kong are living in coffin homes. Homelessness among older people is on the rise, driven by inflation and the housing crunch. China has placed the 13 million people living in Guangzhou under stay-at-home orders as COVID cases rise. Protests and strikes erupt across Europe as soaring inflation and cost of living drives winter of discontent. Especially workers in Greece and Belgium have walked off jobs this week. So a lot going on in Europe. You know, their resources are definitely being challenged. Everybody's resources is being challenged all over the world, outside of America especially. So because all these other countries have different pipelines and agreements and things of that nature with other countries. So when those things start getting challenged, the people are going to get very angry. And it's going to cause a lot of issues, you know what I'm saying? Now, let's see what we have here. Automakers are to sell more than 400. Hold on, my bad. Automakers are to sell 400 more vehicles than the climate change estimate. All right, let's see what we have here. Let's see. St. Louis is being swallowed by the sea. Residents are bracing for a new reality. How the sea levels is up to the houses in St. Louis, and they're blaming it on climate change. CDC says many people should not eat meat or cheese from any deli counter unless it's steaming hot. Food callbacks. Seen a lot of that lately. Let's see what we have here. The world is having too many babies and too many. The world is having too few babies and too many. Dealing with population or what have you. Okay. Let's see what we have here. Frontier Airlines flight diverted after a passenger is found with a box cutter. And also with COVID, you also still have the bird flu going around this time as well. Let's see what we have here. They're really calling it a triple-demic with RSV, COVID, and flu season. Getting close to winter as well. That always change things up. Red meat is not a health risk. New study slams years of shoddy research. Let's see what we have here. Okay. The southeastern region of the U.S. has hit the roof of CDC's respiratory illness level scale. Wow. Let's see what we have here. Applications for student loan forgiveness is no longer accepted. Baby formula shortage is still a problem in the U.S. School boards have become a political front line. Zelensky says that Russia has destroyed Kherson's critical infrastructure. A hot air balloon crash in Austrian Alps leaves 9 people hurt. A thunderstorm, asthma warnings issued for northern and north central Victoria in Australia. Let's see. The King of England gives up to $600 to staff help with food, with help cost of living crisis, €600. Ethiopia combat signed deal to start implementing truce. Germany scopes promises more air defense to help Ukraine. Let's see. I also heard that Japan and Germany are supposed to help aid in that war against China, something like that as well. So a lot of these countries are, linking up together. Like prophecy said, nation against nation, kingdom against kingdom, and things of that nature. So all these countries and nations will rise up, and all the rulers of it and world leaders, they're all fulfilling prophecy that Daniel and Christ already prophesied about. 2 more French citizens likely held in Iran, a foreign minister says. Let's see what we have here. Is China secretly developing a virus deadlier than COVID-19? In a Pakistan laboratory? Interesting. Turkey's Black Sea gas field is still to go online next year. ISIS growing presence in South Africa is a threat to security. Hundreds protested at UN summit. German government voices concerns. Slovenia poised to elect first ever female president. Yeah, so a lot going on in the world. Holocaust survivor tells her story to Muslims in Dubai. No water, power, or internet, only euphoria and newly liberated Kherson. Yep. Ethiopia hosts UN internet meeting after cutting off Tigray. Dark ships emerge from the shadow of the Nord Stream pipeline mystery. So a lot going on in the world, people, okay? We've got to always remember that. So a lot going on, right? Bolivia calls census in 2024 as protests reach 3-week mark. Wow, protests for 3 weeks in Bolivia. Wow, Europe is off the chain right now in these other countries. Countries request UN human rights debate on Iran. Let's see. Can Africa power with renewables as it grows? Far-right Independence Day march draws thousands in Poland. Wow. 100,000 Russian troops killed or injured in Ukraine, U.S. says. Let's see. Wow. Over 4,000 teachers are missing from duties, says a report of Sindhi High Court. Okay. Wow. A lot going on. Let's see. South Korea blames the rulers for the crowd for the crush tragedy in Seoul. Let's see. Yeah, man, a lot going on all in these different countries. Because these different countries all have different, you know, policies and everything from America. So things are much more a different culture out there. $1 billion of FTX clients' money has reportedly disappeared. Apple is being sued for allegedly deceiving users with privacy settings. Let's see what we have here. Crypto exchange FTX files for bankruptcy. Wow, okay. Amazon enters the age of robots. What does that mean for its workers? Interesting. Okay. All right, so there you have it, people. That is the news roundup for this past week. There's much more things going on, but I'm just on this news app, and that's the most I could see of it. So more updates will be coming daily and weekly as well. And got to be watchful for all these things going on in the world. There's a lot of technology news, a lot of science news, a lot of world news. Of course, politics news. It's just news all over, you know. So there's always something to talk about. And, yeah, man, we're definitely in the end times. We're definitely the last day. So we can't be fearful. We have to be watchful, okay? We have to operate in power, love, and a sound mind, not in fear, okay? We trust in the Lord through it all. We trust in the Most High and pray and stay, have that faith through every situation that we go through, okay? We pray for others and encourage others and help others as well, okay? So that is the news roundup. So what I would love to do as we close out is give all the glory to the Most High of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and just go from there, okay? So here we go. He is the Adam, the Advocate, the Almighty, the Alpha and Omega, amen. Amen. The apostle of our profession, the arm of the Lord, the atoning sacrifice for our sins, the author and finisher of our faith, the author and perfecter of our faith, the author of life, the author of salvation, the beginning and the end, the beginning of creation of God, the beloved Son, the blessed only potentate, the blessed only ruler, the branch, the bread of God, the bread of life, the bridegroom, the capstone, the captain of salvation, the chief cornerstone, the chief shepherd, Christ, the Christ of God, the consolation of Israel, the cornerstone, the counselor, the creator, the dayspring, the deliverer, the desire of the nations, the door, the elect of God, Emmanuel, the eternal life, the everlasting Father, the faith and true witness, faithful and true, the faithful witness, the first and the last, the first begotten, the firstborn from the dead, firstborn over all creation, the forerunner, the gate, the glory of the Lord, God, the good shepherd, the great high priest, the great shepherd, the head of the church, the heir of all things, the high priest, holy and true, the holy one, the hope of glory, the horn of salvation, the I am, the image of God, Jehovah, Jesus of Nazareth, Jesus, the judge of Israel, the judge, King eternal, King of Israel, King of kings and Lord of lords, King of saints, King of the ages, King of the Jews, the King of kings, the Lamb of God, the Lamb without blemish, the last Adam, the lawgiver, the leader and commander, the life of the world, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the living one, the living stone, the Lord, Yahweh, Yahuwah, Yahawashiah, Yahweh, Be'Yahweh, Ahayashiah, Yeshua, HaMashiach, Barakathah, Shalom, Shalom, Yeshua, our righteousness, Elohim, Jehovah Jireh, Emmanuel, Lord of all, Yeshua, Lord of all, Lord of glory, Lord of lords, man from heaven, man of sorrows, mediator of the new covenant, the mediator, the messenger of the covenant, the Messiah, the mighty God, the mighty one, the morning star, the Nazarene, the offspring of David, the only begotten Son of God, our great God and Savior, our holiness, our spiritual husband, our Passover, our protection, our redemption, our righteousness, our sacrifice, the Passover lamb, the power of God, the precious cornerstone, the Prince of Kings, the Prince of Life, the Prince of Peace, the Prophet, the Redeemer, the Resurrection and Life, the Revelation, the Righteous Branch, the Righteous One, the Rock, the Root of David, the Rose of Sharon, the Ruler of God's creation, the Ruler of the Kings of the Earth, the Savior, the Seed of Woman, the Shepherd and Bishop of Souls, the Shiloh, the Son of David, the Son of God, the Son of Man, Son of the Blessed, Son of the Most High God, the Source of Eternal Salvation for all who obey Him, the Son of Righteousness, the Just One, the One Mediator, the Stone of Builders Rejected, the True Bread, the True God, the True Light, the True Vine, the Truth, the Way, the Truth and Life, the Wisdom of God, the Witness, the Wonderful Counselor, the Word of God, the Word of Life, the Word. Hallelujah. Amen. Yes, Lord, we touch and agree. Yes, yes, we serve an awesome creator and we serve an amazing son who died for our sins. Hallelujah. So there you have it, people. All right. We are under faith, grace, mercy and love from the Father through his son. And we have favor. We are blessed. We are anointed. We are appointed. All right. So that's the news roundup, people. I hope that you had a blessed week. I hope that you have blessed days and weeks coming ahead of you as well. I pray that you finish this year strong. You keep going after your goals and keep striving. And I just pray that your life gets better in Christ, all right? So there you have it, people. I pray to God that whoever listens to this message, I pray that you get baptized, start your life over for the Most High. I pray that you repent and have new beginnings. I pray that the Most High renews your mind, gives you a new heart, gives you a restored soul. I pray that he guides your feet, he guides your path, he directs your steps. I pray that the Most High keeps on using you and you just keep helping people in your path, all right? I'm Jarvis Kingston. I got much love for y'all. God bless y'all. Peace.